Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Al Garcia, Blog Talk Radio. I haven't been on here for a while. I was on a little sabbatical. Anyways, a lot has happened over the couple of months, not only in the U.S., but our military. Our freedom is being jeopardized right now. In case you guys don't know, this topic here is about Texas received the first attack from ISIS. And there's more to come, according to the threats. Call in. If you want to call in, tell me your thoughts and your feelings. I'm at 347-857-2178. All right. This is going to be just a 30-minute show. It's not going to be long. I thought I'd bring this out. ISIS. A lot of Americans, I've done a couple of shows about ISIS, of how they have their training camps in different parts of the states. Also, one that is right across the border. And plus, you have these sleeper cells, you know, these individuals that, for some reason, they think their way is the best way, or their religion and the belief that they have is the best one. That's their thoughts and their feelings. A lot of us, we tend to disagree. Now, you ask yourself, or do you say to yourself, you saw it on TV, you know, Texas was attacked by ISIS. If yes, it was just two lone sleeper cell individuals who did not receive the proper training. But the fact with that, this is something that I hope, I know a lot of military personnel see this. They're called probes. They probe to see how your reaction will be to an attack. So now ISIS has done this. They've seen you send two individuals in there in a certain way, how much carnage they were going to be able to inflict. Well, the only carnage that was there was they got taken out before they even got past the car. So now this is why it's called a probe. They want to see what the individuals our good guys did to stop them. And now they're going to use that knowledge and start, I don't know how they're going to do it, but their sleeper cells, I don't know, they're going to probably give us, I don't know, God forbid. But anyway, whatever training they get, I hope our government is able to intercept these guys and ladies. Don't forget now, ladies too now. Don't think it's just guys. There's women in there that are involved with being in the sleeper cells. You know, you got to be aware of that. Now, Texas, I don't know why they decided to pick Texas, because everybody has a gun. You know, just about, like I said, about 99.9% of Texans have weapons. And they just saw that they're not afraid to use the weapons. I don't know how the other states are. Now, the only thing I'm worried about is all these conservative people who are, excuse the expression, but tree huggers, who believe in nonviolence. Those are the ones I really fear for. I wish them the best of luck, but you know, I don't want them to get themselves hurt. All right. You as an individual, I'm talking about you as an adult, you have children, you have parents, you have brothers and sisters, or cousins or whatever. You have family, you have loved ones, and your friends. Ask yourself this. When this incident happened, what went through your mind? No, they're not going to hit over here for West Virginia, or we're in California, or we're in Oklahoma. You know, they hit Texas, you know, just outside of Dallas. Okay? And they came from Arizona. They're going to hit wherever they want and whenever they want. We can't all rely on our governments to help us, you know, tracking these guys down, these folks down. You as an individual, as an American, need to be diligent on staying alert 24/7. America is not America anymore the way we used to see it back in the 60s and 70s, in the 50s. It's gotten very, very cruel and rude and downright ugly. We have these radicals, not just ISIS. You have these other radicals that are groups that are in the United States that are stirring up trouble because of their beliefs. You know, right now, I think those individuals, those groups ought to just, you know, they need to set aside their argument with America, because they have to understand that once ISIS comes in, they try to take over us. They're going to annihilate these guys too. They don't care about them. They need to set their differences aside and really concentrate on how to eradicate this ISIS. If they know about the Tipper South or in the United States, they need to tell somebody or take care of it. I'm not saying for them to go kill them or anything, but I'm just saying take care of whatever they need to do to expose them. Also, now we have the militia. Every state has a militia. And you folks are the ones that don't believe in carrying guns and are believing in nonviolence. That's fine. But the militia, if the militia is so happens to be close to you and something is happening where they have to engage ISIS or another radical group, stay out of their way. Let them do what they got to do, just like our military and our police officers. Let them do their jobs. They're defending you. They're protecting you. Don't go out there and try to wave a white flag saying, I don't mean to hurt you, because ISIS, they don't care. They'll behead you. You know. So, anyways, I'm at 347-857-2178. Call in. Let's hear your thoughts. Again, this is Al Garcia, Block Talk Radio, and we're talking about how Texas received the first attack. And America, are you ready? Well, let's take a quick little break here, gang. Okay, so let's not worry about too much for now. All right, I'll be back in a few seconds. Santana Black Magic Woman, in case you're trying to figure out who that was. Okay, now, I would like for you folks to ask yourselves this. Now, what are you going to do to defend yourself or prepare yourself? It's like getting a hurricane package together or a tornado, you know, Mother Nature, when it's time to hit land or hit your area, you prepare for it. The only thing you can't really prepare for is earthquakes. You just got to write it out and pray to God nothing falls on you. But you prepare for it. Just like you prepare for a natural disaster, this is not natural. But these folks tend to, referred to ISIS, tend to do a lot of bodily harm to everybody. They already mentioned they want to hit 5 cities, major cities. Now, if you live in a city, you better hope to God that you're alert. You're not jawjacking when something that sticks out of place comes in front of you, because they tend to go after big targets to create mass destructions of buildings. You got to be careful. Stay alert. State allows you. I know the state of Texas does. They allow you to carry weapons as long as you have a permit for it. Do you have a weapon? I urge you to go to your shooting range, whatever shooting range that's in your area, sign up, learn to use your weapon properly. I mean, you just don't grab it and point it. There's a method to it, madness, that they give you. Believe me, they're going to show you how to load it properly, you know, how to, you know, safety features on the weapon, and how not to shoot your foot, all right? And they're going to teach you, they have courses there, they're semi-little combat courses. I mean, some of them have it, but look for the ones that are pretty up to date. They show you how to engage, what to do and not to do. Just like the policemen, when they go through their training, the refresher course on the shoot, don't shoot videos. That's basically what that is, the same thing. Same concept, shoot or don't shoot. But with ISIS, you ain't going to have no choice but to shoot, because they're going to shoot you. And they're going to shoot everybody that you love. I'm not trying to threaten everybody or scare everybody. I'm letting you know that this is ISIS. That's what they put out. I didn't think of anything of this. I just think from the reports and the news media. CNN did a really interesting show about ISIS, how they became into power. And God dang it, I forgot what the name of it is. But anyways, they talked about how they first got to be ISIS. That's way back when Bin Laden, you know, did that Twin Tower attack. From there on, from what they said in the report, is when ISIS was developing. Now, they're mostly like from Syrian, they're Syria, that you have the Palestinians, you have Iraq, and that is really, the founder of this group. They're Syrian, and they're out to rule the world. Bottom line, I'm not saying all Syrians, but the majority of them are. So they're really, really, you know, sick people. So you got to stay alert. Be ready. Take your training. America, you know, they told us that America is overweight. Well, you better start getting in shape, because when these guys come around, either you're going to fight or you're going to run. If you're going to run, you better be healthy, because you got a long ways to run. All right. Again, I'm at 347-857-2178. Al Garcia, Block Talk Radio, talking about how Texas received the first attack from ISIS. America, are you ready? A lot of Americans tend to just say, well, it happened over there, it's not going to come over here. Those individuals need to get their head out their ass, because they're here, they're in Mexico, and they're just across from El Paso, and also in Arizona, in Texas. There's training camps here in Texas. I know that, and there's one in two other locations that I'm aware of, not just in Texas, but in other states. I think it's Georgia and Tennessee. And there's some more out there. But I know also I know our militia is probably keeping an eye on these guys. If they know where they're at, that's what they're going to do. They don't want to chance it. They don't want these guys getting too confident and understanding that because America's doing this, you know, that they can work their way. Remember, when they did the attack, that's called a probe. They probe to see your weak spot and your strong spot. That's a tactical move. Now, you as an individual, you need to protect yourself. All right? Anyways, the thing is, all these news media that keep showing all these beheadings, it's terrifying. I want you guys to understand, ISIS is not sheep herding farm boys. These guys are receiving military training, and those guys that are getting their who they're getting the training from are from ex-Iraqi Saddam Hussein's officers. They are part of ISIS also. They're the ones that are training ISIS. So when you see these guys in all these nice uniforms and looking, you know, dressed right, well, the military, they're the Iraqi military that were with Saddam are the ones who are teaching these guys how to be disciplined. So now you got to remember, when you're fighting ISIS, you're fighting a guy or a woman who's had military training, and their goal is to kill you, exterminate you, or take your children and rape them and do whatever they're going to do with them. So to stay alert, take a training, because I tell you what, it's on. You know, that's all I can say is it's just on. And you guys got to stay alert. Okay, let me take another little break here. Bad to the bone. Oh, yeah. Oh, you stop. America, you're bad to the bone. You know that? Yes, you are. No, we are bad. We are bad to the bone. I tell you what. This is the only place in the world that I feel that, because I serve, you know, overseas. I've seen other countries. And yeah, there's some beautiful countries out there. But also, we have a lot of beautiful people here in America. You know, you have to think about the places that do not have the same freedoms as we do. We just appreciate what we have. Okay, I'm at 347-857-2178. If you want to call, I'd like you to call in. I'm not doing no chat lines no more. It took up too much time. Anyways, think about these different types of religion. Now you have Muslims, you know, and you think about everybody that has a rag, you know, puts a cover on their head, you think they're Muslims. Not of them. There's Indians that wear like that. They're not Muslims, so you got to be careful. Don't judge everybody. Just got to understand the culture. Got to understand who wears it and why. And they start saying about, you know, my religion is this, my religion is that. Well, that's fine. Let it be that. We as Americans, we don't stop people from living their lives. But if they interfere with ours, or mine especially, or my family's, I'm not going to be hesitating to do anything about it. I'm going to be jumping, you know, I'm going to do what I have to do to protect my family and my loved ones. And you, America, those, you two, you over there that doesn't like nobody hurting the trees, now you better get you a big wooden stick. If you want to carry a gun, get a big wooden stick. Find some way to protect your family and your loved ones. You know, being ex-military, we have this sense of always being ready, prepared, countermeasures. And you as Americans that are non-military, the police officers know about this, the FBI and all that, is that you prepare for the worst at all times. At all times. If you don't, then people are going to get hurt, and you're not going to know what to do. Start taking basic first aid if you haven't never had that before, whether it be in putting a tourniquet on or a Band-Aid on or a splinter on a broken leg. You folks should take that. Take the course, go to the American Red Cross or whoever's giving it, and learn how to apply some of the stuff. Because if something happens, God forbid, and you're going to be needed to help someone who's seriously hurt. It could be your own kid or your grandkid or a love someone that you know that you love. And they get hurt. At least you know if you have that basic training of medical training, then you know you'll be okay. But remember, what we're doing is not just for the family. We're protecting ourselves in America because ISIS is out to get all Americans. They don't give a damn if you're white, black, green, purple. Your title's American, that's good enough for them. They're going to take you out. They're going to try to take you out. I'm not going to let them try to take me out. And I know my family's not going to sit around twiddling the thumbs either. My family's ready. You know, is your family ready? Are you ready? We have the basic medical training, and some are nurses, so we have that covered. Of course, the majority of the men in the family are ex-military, combat military, so they're not going to be afraid to defend anybody, defend themselves and loved ones. So that's what you need to do, America. That's what you need to do. If you don't want to defend yourself and you just want to stick to hugging trees, more power to you. I'm not going to, and I don't know what to tell you. Life is short. They'll make it shorter. Anyways, I'm at 347-857-2178. Al Garcia, Block Talk Radio. Remember, the sleeper cells that are in the U.S., they're there. Just keep an eye on them. Get training with medical training, using weapons, and any kind of survival training you can use. Like if you go camping, fishing, in that area. In America, remember, you got no choice but to accept it now. ISIS is in the U.S. They're out to kill us. And you need to be ready for that. You need to just before they go any further. They want U.S. troops to, they want to fight ISIS wants to fight the U.S. troops in their territory. And what they're doing is they're recruiting here in the States to fight us. Some that have gone to wherever they go train at, have already been over there and they've come back to the U.S. So you have to be ready because they're there. They're not going to hesitate about shooting anybody, killing anyone. I say shoot and kill because that's the words and terminology they understand, and that describes them. They're not going to wound you. They're going to, if they capture you, heaven forbid, I wouldn't even know what to say about that. It's just, it would not be very pleasant. Protect your children. They love going after children. And what I mean by that, they like killing them in front of you. So you got to defend yourself. Don't be shy. Don't be a stranger on learning how to use a weapon. Okay? Excuse me. Anyways, my show for next week, I'm going to be posting it. If you guys have any ideas or suggestions you would like for me to discuss or you want to discuss on the air and let everybody else know, you know, inbox me and Now see about getting it squared away. I know my friend Tina, she asked me to get to do a show about a certain thing. I'm still working on it, Tina. I don't want you to think I forgot. I'm still working on it. All right. One thing we need to do is, okay. Hold on. Let me see what's. Again, go to your nearest shooting range. Pick a weapon that fits comfortable in your hand, that makes you feel comfortable. Learn to use it. Learn the ins and outs of it, how to break it down, clean the part, and put it back together. Make it to where it's so comfortable for you to use. It'll be second nature. It'll be like putting on your shoes. And get comfortable in shooting the weapon. Go through the programs that they have there on the Shoot, Don't Shoot. Okay? And control of your weapon is a key factor if you want to be successful in not getting killed. All right? And killing innocent people. Anyways, I want to thank everybody for listening. It's a 30-minute show. I didn't have a long show. I want to thank my love for listening. My daughters, love you girls. The rest of my family, love you guys. My friends, thank you. And I thank my military brothers and sisters. Thank you guys for serving, defending this country. I salute you. And my fellow veterans, I salute you guys. And inbox me if you have any questions. And let's see what happens, okay? Love you guys. God bless America.